This is exactly right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Allman-Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
It is dark and we are chilly.
It is winter on the West Coast.
Or what we know winter to be here.
It's
just under 70.
It is freezing cold, 67. And it's just 5 o'clock and darkest night.
It's the 5 o'clock shadow, but not your dad's face. Yeah. I had to pull over and get a flannel.
Because you were so cold?
Yeah, I was cold in the moment. I'm like, there's a crossroads. I had my eye on this flannel.
Look at this white truck.
Oh, he's going to go for it.
Jesus.
Oh, just
he's going to go for it.
It's just a little bit of bumper.
Let's see.
I'm going to fill the air. Isn't it illegal for them to charge for air? I've never...
There certainly shouldn't be a credit card charger thing on there.
I know.
No way. We're not going to this one.
Uh-oh. Apparently we are. We're going to get cuffed.
Oh! Fucking Angeline! Angeline!
Oh, there's Angeline!
Yes!
What?
Do you know what good luck this is?
This is
Los Angeles good luck, my friend. And she's just pulling in and pulling back out?
She's just...
Where's she going?
She wanted to get air and saw that it cost $2.50.
We just had an Angeline buzz by. Guys, 2024 is our year.
She knew. She saw our... She read our lips.
That was crazy.
She knew that we saw her and she's like, oh, I don't have time for this.
It
stresses me out.
I cannot talk to those people. That'd be funny. I can't be on your podcast.
Please be on Angeline.
Please.
Are we following her now?
Well, by accident, yes.
Sorry, today's guest.
There she is.
There she is.
I'm
do we
so
look
nervous.
At her? What do we say?
Don't look at her. We're not saying anything.
For sure it's her because the license plate. Hi. Oh, she looks great.
If you don't know, if you've never heard of Angeline because you don't live in Los Angeles or aren't into kitschy things, Angeline became famous because of a series of billboards that her, I believe, sugar
husband.
Daddy
yeah.
Got her in the 80s. And she still drives around in a pink Corvette in town. And in the 90s, my friends and I made up a rule that if you spotted Angeline, it was good luck. And if you spotted Dennis Woodruff, it was bad luck.
Who's Dennis Woodruff?
He was the actor that drove the van around that said, hire me, Dennis Woodruff, and it was all this kind of writing all on the car and van. And he would come in and try to sell VHS tapes of his performances.
Oh my God.
Like in restaurants and stuff.
It was bad luck.
It was bad vibes. It was like, here's the two ways it can go for you in Los Angeles. And we just had, I mean, it's very rare to cite Angelina anymore.
So you consider, out of those two, Angelina to be the success story?
I just have decided I need things to be the way I need them to be. And that's what I'm like.
I didn't mean to. I just was being a arbitrary. That was just, you know that I look up to her.
You were just trying to clarify what the hell the logic was behind it.
I was advocating the devil.
It's like, I think coming to Los Angeles, not sure if you even want to be an actor or not, getting yourself a sugar daddy who then pays for you to just have kind of an image campaign, not really doing much, but being like a beautiful, sexy lady. Like that's pretty, yeah, I guess that is, I do think that's lucky and successful.
Yeah, and as far as the self-promotion, letting people know about you, she was the first like reality star, like Kim yep. Kardashian or whatever. She just manufactured her own fame and
that's
it worked.
That's right.
And it's still
affecting our lives.
She's got to be in her late 70s.
I saw her in...
Is she in the montage in Barbie? Or she's in some montage?
I believe she's in many opening montages when a movie is set in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so like it cuts Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. It cuts from the rollerblading Jimi Hendrix guitar guy.
Yeah.
Who I saw get into a nice Mercedes once.
I bet.
And right to Angelina. So if you have ever seen like a sunglasses wearing like young Dolly Parton looking person
in a movie in the 80s
in a pink Corvette, that's Angelina. Wow, we're very excited.
I mean, I didn't mean to freak out so much. It's just that it's like a true, that was like a celebrity sighting, but to people who are from Los Angeles where it's like celebrity sightings are actually common, but an Angelina up close, I don't know if that happens that often.
We're ignoring low tires because of it. We had to follow
her. That's right.
We were pulled over to get air, and the price has gone, you know, inflation. That's not a joke that I wanted to say. It just kind of came out of me.
You know what? I'm going to pull over to that.
I know.
To that gas station.
Put on your kicking boots.
I'm going to go to the one by the 101 Cafe.
Perfect.
So we don't have to stop by the fucking Hollywood Bowl.
Yes. And then we will pick up today's guest, in case you already know that, if you looked at the title, that it's not a solo. We have a guest.
Right. You know what's going on almost more than we do, because we just got so caught up in the reality of the moment.
That we kind of forgot today's mission.
The whole point of why we're talking in a car right now.
First
in the dark.
We put in air, and then we get a guest.
That's right.
This is going to be a long episode. I'll already warn you, it might be a two-parter.
Or we have to cut the hell out of it.
Yes. I have been opening for only famous, or going up after famous people, which is the... Last night, I did the Comedy Store, and I was like, yeah, put me up whenever. So, of course, I went after Tiffany Haddish, Bobby Lee, and Patton Oswalt. I could hear the audience exhale with disappointment when the fame level, my star meter, is so low. And the other night, I worked with our pal Fred Armisen. I add a T in there.
Yep.
I used to do that with Nick Schwartzen, I used to say. It's Swartzen. I just add consonants
okay.
to words. I don't know why I do that. But Fred says hi, and he's a sweet human.
Love him.
And
he's the greatest.
I'm more of a fan of him because there is a Portlandia channel on my TV, and I've been watching all... I'm just now discovering Portlandia.
Isn't it good?
It's so good.
It's so funny.
And I was like, I've been watching Portlandia. And I'm like, he's like this... I'm wearing a jacket that was like a promo for the show. And we both had a bird on our jacket. I had my little bird on my jacket. He had his bird. From the... Oh, what a deal.
Wait.
Let me get the $2 in coins.
$2 for air or water?
I heard a long time ago they can't charge for air, but they're doing it. I'll just do it.
There's a dollar.
There's a dollar.
And here's $2.
Boy, this coin. If this coin could talk.
Give me that one back and we'll check the year.
It's been on railroad tracks.
Here, give me that one back.
Oh, okay.
Just in case it's worth
it. Yes.
Worth something. So there's debt, so then I have to give you two more.
Worth something. Are you still into coin collecting? Perfect.
It's more of hoarding and checking things later on. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No.
Okay, now we're back in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, so you had to follow those famous people.
Yes.
But then, and the audience, it felt like they were disappointed, and then you did the old Chris Fairbanks dig them out, didn't you?
Well, it did make my back sweat.
Sure.
And also I'm like, man, I wouldn't be this nervous if I was boozing, but I wouldn't do this well if I was, and then I do okay.
And you do okay, or you do as well as any of the famous people
before? I did very well at the Fred Armiston show, and then last night, considering it's tourists going to the Comedy Store to specifically see Bobby Lee, I felt very good about
that. You did good.
Yes, it was fun.
Good.
It's just, you know, in three nights, I had to do that twice, where I just, oh, cool. Let them show the best case scenario, famous people, and then let me get out there.
Yeah.
I like the challenge.
The uphill climb.
Yeah, it makes me nervous. And I was very nervous, but I did have fun.
It's good for you, though, don't you think, as a comedian, to, like, then you're actually pulling from somewhere and you're actually, like, kind of engaged?
Oh, for sure. And because... Is that a Chris Fairbanks did a bad job?
Oh, no, this is the Comedy Store calling in and saying, you were never there.
Oh, wow. I keep having these vivid dreams where I actually drive to a location and pay for parking.
And pay for air and tires.
The reason I was so nervous on stage last night is because I had a timer for my parking meter, and it was going to cancel or expire, rather. During my set.
Oh, yeah. No.
Tiffany Haddish went a little long. She was delightful, and she said nice things about me. She
Aww.
Said, I used to know this guy, and we just don't talk much anymore. But he's nice. Chris Fairbanks, it was like a very personal...
Aww.
But, yeah, people did go on.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, she is very nice. We're old.
Was it tag team, or was it
yes.
She was hosting her own show?
Okay. Yeah, so, and then I brought up Moshe Kasher.
Oh, nice.
It was a fun group.
That's
and
great.
April Richardson was there, and we went to Swingers, like good old times. And sure enough, when I got to my car, a meter maid was basically sitting on the hood looking at his watch.
Waiting.
He was just about to give me a ticket. I always think I'm being paranoid about, you know, parking tickets here or meter tickets are like 70, 80 bucks. I don't even know what they are anymore because I'm so paranoid about it.
Yeah.
I have not gotten one in years.
It's such a waste of money. It's like so much money gone. It sucks.
When I moved here and I was basically paying rent with a credit card, and I just had a stack, I would get so many tickets because the signs, it's just 15 signs and you have to do algebra and cancel out, finding out when you can park with all these different rules. It's like, okay, so we're good for 1 hour. No, it's Wednesday. It's just, they're so complicated. And I used to be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And I would get so many, at the time, $68 tickets. And I would have an overdrawn account because I would pay them.
Yep.
Because if you wait, it's hundreds.
They just double and triple.
Yeah, it is really a racket. It keeps people, you know, you watch that Paradise City Guns N' Roses video where she gets off the bus to start her career. I always think of that specifically because I know that the whoever moves here to get famous is just going to get 10 tickets and have to go back to Indiana.
She's going to get off that bus.
Yep.
She's going to buy a used car.
Yep.
Immediately get it impounded.
It was easier than bringing her Kia from...
Kansas City.
Kansas City Kia. Kansas City Kia, we got the car for you.
Hey.
That's their slogan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a slogan. It's a song. Anyway,
it is
how they get people. It's not convenient to visit here or to fly here. They keep the airport poorly designed on purpose because they're like, hey, we got plenty of people here. We're not going to make it easier for you.
No, it should be a Children of Men style themed challenge to get out of LAX.
Yes. To move here, you should be able to stroke a rabbit to death. I was thinking of Mice and Men.
Yes. I got that reference immediately. I don't know what else you could have meant.
Right when you arrive, they make you tell a story about tending to the rabbits again, George. And then that'll cover just a deposit.
And staring off into the Uber pickup section while someone shoots you in the back of the head.
Welcome to town.
Hey.
But yeah, they Missoula, Montana wants people to move there. The college is half the attendance that it was when I went there.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Of course, when you're from out of town and you get a parking ticket there, it's a little envelope, a little letter that says, hey, this one's on us. Welcome to Missoula. And there's like a map of places to go.
For
places
real.
Places of interest. Yeah.
Aww.
And so the contrast is always sitting in a special part of my frontal lobe.
I think the young people of America should know that Missoula's university attendance is low, because that would be a great place to go to college.
Yes. Do you like fishing or perhaps snow skiing? Why, Snowball Mountain has 3,000 vertical drop, and it's south-facing, which means the sun hits it all day, melting the snow.
Making a kind of icy danger center for the family.
Have you gone your whole life without suddenly breaking your tailbone while having fun? Snowball.
End that today at Snowball.
It is, yeah, all the reasons people... Well, it keeps out all the riffraff, and by mm-hmm. that I mean millionaires. Missoula has stayed the same. I will be going there to celebrate my father's 80th birthday.
Nice.
And also Christmas.
Yes, that happens too.
Jesus's 1023rd birthday.
Oh, the old 1023.
Oh, God, it's a hard year.
He is doing that thing. Have you gotten the invitation yet? Where it's going to be month long.
Right. Oh,
he is such a drama queen.
Oh, cool.
About his birthday.
Another destination birthday. I'm always having to fly somewhere.
Jesus, we are not going to Banff to go snowboarding.
Okay, I'll go. Open bar. Oh, Banff.
I really want to go to Banff.
It's wonderful. It's fun to say, and it's fun to be there. One time I was there with an old girlfriend, and
How old was she?
She was, she had a lot of sciatic problems, and,
What's that you say, Chris?
Oh, it sounds like someone, I can tell by the tinge in your voice, you could use another massage. But I still took her hiking.
Yeah, and forced her up that mountain.
There was like a gondola that was like $20 that would take you to the top. And I'm like, oh, come on, we could use a little hike. And we started like, and it was just these switchbacks, and it became pitch black. Right at that moment, we saw giant bear tracks.
No.
Like perfect cartoon paw prints in the mud. And it was muddy. And we were both wearing, like, flip-flops and Chuck Taylors.
Jesus.
But we couldn't turn around, and it was, it was my fault for a full year, I think.
That is quite funny, and I think happens so often.
And but even during that, I remember we would look off into the distance and be like, oh, this is the most beautiful place ever. It's just... Think of Alaska. Think of an Ansel Adams photo. Banff. Beautiful. It's beautiful. God, we're doing a lot of ad council. We're doing a lot of tourism board.
Also, guys, don't forget to eat pork.
Yes.
Okay?
And I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Call before you dig.
Guys, eggs, give them a break.
Yeah. They're healthy again this year. Eggs.
Eggs. All before you dig.
But, yeah, I'm, it's time. It's that time of the year again. And it's, I think well, that I've figured out, I'm a big fan of thinking of a perfect gift that everyone would want and then just buying a dozen of them.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think this year, and stick with me on this.
Okay.
Or protest.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you.
Mm.
I'm getting everyone bidets.
That's a perfect gift.
It is. I mean, the only thing, the only drawback is you're giving someone a chore. Like, they're kind of a pain in the ass, pardon the expression, to hook up. Because you have to...
You know, that's one way to look at it, but you could also look at it as you're giving everyone an ass bath.
Yes.
So, the chore disappears when that warm, warm water shoots right up your butthole.
A lot of people and a lot of your dads may be apprehensive because of lingering, I think, homophobia. The people are scared.
Really?
Of water hitting their butt. They're afraid that they'll like it, and yeah, you will like it.
That seems like, yeah, exactly. You will like it, like every mammal and probably reptile on Earth does.
All these European countries, everyone's been right about bidets.
And Asian country. It's the entire world but America.
Yeah, so don't be afraid. If you got a dirty butt out there still, you're a bigot.
And how would you know? You must trust. Accept the bidet.
Yes.
This is a commercial for not even buying bidets, just accepting them when they're given to you.
It's funny because I had no feeling about the bidet, but I did do a podcast where at the end they said, thank you for being our guest. Here's a bidet.
Nice.
That was the parting gift.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get, and I didn't hook it up for like a full year. And then one day I decided to, and it changed my life.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
It's the best. When Georgia got married, they got married at the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo or nearby. And our room had a bidet.
And had you never used one before?
I had never used one. I knew what they were, and I knew that they were very popular basically everywhere else. And it was a bidet, and I don't know if yours has this or the ones you're going to get, but I would recommend if you're going to get them, get the ones that can do this. Seat warmer.
Right.
Water warmer.
That is a full... Bidets can be hundreds of dollars. You can also get just a standard, gets the job done for... So inexpensive, like $25. It's almost like, oh, I can't believe it's that cheap. Can I please pay more? But they work. I've seen the one I have for like $30 online. And my dad, a man who's, I don't believe, I'm confident in saying nothing's ever touched his butthole. he used it. I showed him how the knob works. I'm like, give it a shot. And he's like, oh, okay, I guess. He came out of the bathroom immediately looking online to order one.
Yeah.
It's the best.
All the, I mean, it's disappointing, but like anybody protesting is just like, let it go. It's 2023. You don't have to do this anymore.
Yes. Why doth you protest?
Just stop dothing all over the fucking place.
Yeah. You're such a doth. What do you shop at Hot Topic? I also, because I haven't, speaking of Hot Topic,
mm-hmm.
I that's how I treat topics in general. They're hot, and I drop them, and I move on to the next
they're
one.
They're all hot, yeah.
I am getting, if you looked at my phone and the ads I'm getting, because I looked up black and white triangle spider patch, because I had one on a jacket, and I'm like, I want to put a spider patch on these black pants that have a hole in them.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tiny... And now I am getting ads for, you know, hair coloring.
Yes.
Long sleeve white and black striped shirts.
Yes.
Baggy pants with tassels.
Septum rings.
Rave septum rings that aren't real. It's just a clip for a party.
Sure.
I'm getting, my phone just thinks I'm like an 18-year-old that wants to get their parents mad at them.
Here's one thing the first thing that popped in my head. Do we know... Are spider patches symbolic of anything?
And I've been Googling, because, yeah, I know a spider web tattoo on your elbow means prison. It means
white supremacy
in a lot of cases. And a lot, you know, there's logos I've looked at, and it's like, oh, it's three linked A's, and it's like an Illuminati thing. So I am being careful. I am making sure.
Great.
But no, just a spy. I got a bunch of patches that are different bugs.
And so people will be able to tell within context that you are just a bug fan and not
I harbor nothing against any group of people. I'm just an entomologist.
Okay, great.
amateur. I got some millipedes. I got an eyeball patch. Little ones that you can just accent shirts with.
Sure.
I'm very excited about this patch thing.
I think it sounds really fun, and it's like yet another hobby.
I ordered an iron specifically for iron-on patches, not for getting wrinkles out of clothes.
Okay.
Although I bet it does that, too.
I bet it does.
And then for patches that don't have iron-on, because I'm not going to sew. You get a needle in your finger. It's dangerous.
It's tough, and especially if you're trying to do it on, like, a jacket, jean jacket of any kind,
exactly.
Thicker material, it's tough.
Yep, you're right. And so I've been ironing patches on. I got this iron-on paper. You just, you know, iron it on, peel off the back, iron it again, and it's very permanent.
And it's there forever.
It's changed my life. It's something I look at on my phone often. Patches.
You're a regular Raggedy Andy, aren't you? Loving your patches all over the place.
I was thinking about that the other day because I watched Barbie for a third time, and that was the only doll I had. I had Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, of course, fabric-stuffed, classic.
70s,
yeah.
pre-mass manufacturer.
Yeah,
I had a cloth Raggedy Ann. And her nose was a triangle, and her mouth was kind of shaped like a cat mouth.
Yes.
They were a little bit haunting looking, those two characters.
It's because of Chucky. It's like Raggedy Ann and Andy are Chucky if you just combine more yarn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, you just were like, what did this used to look like in like a decade ago?
Right. Before it was cursed and turned into a stuffed animal.
Well, and also the people that are in the, whatever that chain is of the haunted movies, and they're the original, like, 70s ghost explorers, you know, the husband and wife. They have, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but I bet I'll catch on in a minute.
It's one of those things I'm not going to be able to remember the franchise name because it's too specific and whatever, but they were husband and wife. Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson play the characters.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
It begins with a C, Conjuring.
Is it Conjuring? It could be. So if it's that one, they actually have, the real people in real life have at their haunted museum a Raggedy Ann doll that's in its glass like thing by itself where it's like, never let her out of here. And it's Raggedy Ann.
Wow. And there's stories about
Her
flying across the room with a knife.
Yeah, I think the Conjuring 2 is the story of that doll, why it's so haunted, or what happened to the family that was haunted by it.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, dolls, there were so many scary ones that in my sister's possession. One of them, you would laugh, like, it was like a song, but it was and it was horrifying. And any doll where you tilt it back, and oftentimes they're displayed, and there's 40 of them against the wall.
Yeah.
And if you tilt it back, the eyes that close on their own.
Yep.
No, thank you.
With the weird long plastic eyelashes. There was one that I got 1 year for Christmas, and it was Baby Crawl Away or something. And it was the creepiest doll because it was a baby that was on its all fours, and it was completely plastic, like hard plastic. And then when you turned it on, it could crawl like a little infant.
I fully remember it. Yeah.
And then, so we got it for Christmas. It was all the rage. The commercials were on during cartoons. Couldn't believe I got it. This was pre-Cabbage Patch. So it was like, this was the Cabbage Patch of my day. And I went to bed with it, and in the middle of the night, that fucking on switch turned on, and it was one of the most jarring and, like, bizarre, because I just didn't understand what was happening, and it was, like, this weird machine. It was like,
had you seen Poltergeist already?
No, it was probably 1977 or 76.
Because, that's my fear of dolls, I'm realizing. Most people are scared of clowns, but the clown doll in Poltergeist is it moving on its own, just being in a chair and not being there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that still holds up, I think, as one of the most horrifying moments. I just am not a big fan of dolls. There was even a doll that peed itself.
Yes.
You'd fill it with water and put diapers on it.
You didn't fill it with water. You gave it a bottle and you were the mommy. I mean, there were so many fucking toys for little girls to be either cleaning the house or taking care of children.
That was the theme. That was the why the opening to Barbie is so awesome, because it was like Barbie was the first, hey, maybe you don't want to be a mom. Maybe you want to be the lady. Play with the lady, not with the baby.
Yep.
Yeah,
Barbie.
Oh, such a good film. I'm always advocating it. I'm always advertising it. So how has your week been, Karen?
It was good. I went to Petaluma. It's also my dad's birthday, so we went up. We did Thanksgiving, did a dad birthday party, family combo party, got to see some people I haven't seen in a while, mostly just laid around on my sister's couch and did nothing and really luxuriated in doing nothing.
Yeah, it's the best. That's what I have set aside the entire month to do.
Yeah.
I have zero appointments.
Good.
You know me and all my appointments.
Oh, here, hither and thither?
Meeting with clients, going to doctors.
Networking.
Rubbing elbows with celebrities. At the top of this, I name dropped. I'm not going to do any of that in December.
Do not pass one card with your two first fingers like that. You know, people give you a business card like that.
It's herringbone with red ink.
There was somebody early on at the network that was like, I need business cards. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
We're going to get around by word of mouth.
Do you need a pager too?
I need business cards. Like what?
My whole life I've been, because I haven't had business cards since college. I had a card that just said the art guy. And it said window painting and drawing. Like
nice.
But they worked. I
experienced them. Throw them at people's feet the way you just did that.
Yeah, yes. I would, with two fingers, throw it.
Flick.
Yeah, try and get it in someone's shirt pocket. It was a fun game that they appreciated as much as me.
You're engaging. That's good marketing.
Yeah. With someone yelling at you, all you need to do is be memorable. And that includes someone saying, hey, don't throw shit at me, asshole.
Hey, motherfucker. And then they're like, wait a second, I do need an art guy. I do.
I can't believe I fought him in that McDonald's parking lot. But I since then have not ever had a business card. But people don't ask anymore. I just waited it out. People used to always say, do you have a business card? And I'm like, oh, I should, I guess.
For comedy?
Yes.
What do they fucking want?
I don't know. It's the sign of someone that maybe you don't need to do business with. If someone wants a business card, they're just going to bring you down to their level.
Well, I would just be like, what, are you going to call me on the phone?
Yeah.
Say it now, you coward.
Yeah. Can I get your business card? Because here's my fax number.
Here's my business card. It has my name on it, and that's it.
And the second number is my emergency contact. It's my father.
It's my next of kin. Please, you're now in charge of alerting my family when I die.
If, while we do business in the future, there is a horrible tragedy, call that second number. I'd like to give them all my belongings.
What about this? What about you have a business card, but instead of having ways people can contact you on it, it says Karen Klagarev, and then underneath it just says, you're not allowed to pick my brain. How about that?
Yes.
Can you just get coffee and I could pick your brain? Nope.
Yeah, no.
That's against the rules.
But what if you, some light spitballing? Is that out of the question?
What about just some word association where we stand right now?
Now that I'll do. Ink blots? Sure.
Hell yes. It's a squid. It's an octopus.
Hold up a card. Is there something on back? I bet I can guess it. We're in business.
Four clubs.
For a couple wavy lines. Ghostbusters.
What about your business card says your name and, you know, and your Hotmail account on the front. and the back is the four of clubs. And then every time you give it to somebody, you go, is this your card? They're not going to not fucking email you after that. They're going to have to.
How many magicians at the Magic Castle have had that business card?
Did before? I just guess the most popular business card?
Yes, you did.
Ever.
Go ahead. Tear it in half.
See what happens. Why? Can I go down there? Is that the exit?
Yep, you got it.
Why couldn't I see that? That's a weird feeling.
And why did I confidently say it was the exit when I didn't even know?
I just couldn't see, like, I was like, is this lane ending or starting?
Boy, this, we are going to my neighborhood.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, I should notice. I should,
Straight? Yes. My niece got her wisdom teeth pulled. And, you know, she has celiac, so she has to, she's gluten-free. And so she was basically only eating yogurt for like 3 days. And on the fourth day, she woke up and she was just crying. She's like, I just can't eat any more yogurt. I just can't.
Oh, God, no.
And
too many cultures.
Yeah. I was out and my sister's like, hey, will you do me a huge favor and go pick up a hot fudge sundae for Nora at McDonald's? And I was like, of course. But it was pretty early in the morning, which I thought was really hilarious that she gets to have a breakfast hot fudge sundae. And
that's what the holidays are for.
While I was there, I was like, oh, I'll take a coffee from here because I'm here. It's just the easiest. And their coffee was better than average. It was good.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'll try it on for size. I'm going to say I've never had coffee from a McDonald's before.
There's many retirees and old people who swear by it, including my father.
Yeah, and I suppose I've had it. I'm going to go, I say I've never have, but I don't count airports. That's when it's just like whatever's open.
Right.
Look at these beautiful, they're
what's
these,
going on? This is like suddenly a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah, like those houses are gorgeous. And then across the street, it's Pueblo-style adobes.
Adobe.
Yep.
I like these lights. I wish we'd knew a place to go drive by Christmas lights.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Although if there's ever a street that's designated where the whole neighborhood gets involved, you know, there's a line.
In this goddamn town.
Yeah. Everything has to be for profit.
Okay.
I see.
I'm gonna pull over.
Silhouette.
Up here. There we go.
There he is.
There we go.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's D-Y-N-A-R Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.